Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A Deadly Return. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In the summer of 1978, panic struck the city of Birmingham overnight. Over 500 people were sent into isolation and vaccinated over the following weeks. The World Health Organization and the media swarmed the city, and the population of the world held its breath, all because medical photographer Janet Parker was in an isolation ward in Catherine de Barnes Hospital, and her condition was only getting worse by the day. She had first been diagnosed with a case of chickenpox, but when she didn't respond to doctors and medical examiners, were forced to accept the diagnosis far more serious. Janet Parker had smallpox. This was a troubling time for anyone to catch smallpox, let alone someone who lived in a country where the disease hasn't been seen in over 5 years, because the World Health Organization were on the cusp of announcing smallpox as being eradicated when Janet Parker was diagnosed with it. The diagnosis greatly contradicted the claim that the threat of smallpox was behind us, and it had the entire world on edge. Smallpox is a 2-week incubation period, which means that anyone Janet Parker had come in contact with during those 2 weeks where she wasn't showing symptoms could also be carrying the disease and have it passed on to others. The World Health Organization, the government, and medical staff sprang into action, isolating anyone and everyone they could find that had come into contact with Janet in any way, and everyone waited with bated breath to see who else would come down with the disease during the incubation period. But thankfully, no one else did. More on that after this break. This was both a relief and part of Janet's diagnosis that was more than a little bit troubling. How could Janet have caught the disease if no one else was sick? Janet Parker had recently been working in Birmingham Medical School, where she had taken pictures in a lab led by Professor Henry Bedson. He had samples of the virus in his lab.
Great.
And was one of the professors on the front line in the attempt to rid the world of a disease that kills over a third of the people it infects. But when Professor Bedson studied samples taken from Janet Parker, he knew the virus had somehow broken out of his lab. So if you watch a movie, anything with things breaking out.
Exactly.
This is it in real life. Professor Henry Bedson was understandably distraught over the news. But when Janet Parker's father died of a heart attack, thought to be as a result of the stress of witnessing his daughter slowly dying.
Oh, my God.
Professor Henry Bedson quietly went out to a shed in his back garden and took his own life.
Oh, my God. Oof. Horrible. These poor people, this poor woman who contracted smallpox.
Just taking photos.
Doing her job. Literally doing her job. I cannot imagine the incredible trauma and guilt. Wow.
The things that had to align for that to happen.
Oof.
There were some things that had to align, but also it seems like something that could have been avoided. I don't know. I'm not a medical professional, but
exactly.
Also.
We don't know where they were in the lab or like what kind of precautions or anything. We're just postulating on what occurred, but wow, dark.
The virus had now indirectly claimed the lives of two people, but it would strike again when Janet Parker passed away at the age of 40.
No!
And her name was written in the history books as the world's last known victim and case of smallpox.
Oh my God, holy shit, that is so fucking horrible.
And this is 1978, not that long ago.
And this is something where up until this point, it hasn't appeared in 5 years. People are like, smallpox? No big deal. This incredibly deadly virus? No big deal. All of a sudden, this woman doing her fucking job in a lab where she's around medical professionals, taking photos, whatever, gets smallpox. Her dad dies because he's so fucking worried. The professor died because he's guilt-ridden. And then she dies at 40 of fucking smallpox? Fuck!
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway, Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.